This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Let me open up mic two and say, hello, Kristen.
Hello, Mark.
You all rested and relaxed now. The Hocking County Fair was last week.
Yes.
Saw a lot of nice people there.
I know. Laura said it was just another great event.
Yes.
We had some really good volunteers down there, mm-hmm. manning the booths, helping Laura Kennedy out. So it was a good week, a beautiful week.
2.5 weeks now till the Fairfield County Fair when we the granddaddy wrapping it up for the year.
Wow.
It's the last county fair of
it
the
is.
Year.
So. It is.
And we are proud to announce that it will be the Fairhope stage again this year.
Love it.
We're hosting several events, including Slaw Dog on Sunday. We've got our big Veterans Thank You event on Monday. The couple's married 50 years and all of those ceremonies on Wednesday. Going to be a great week.
That's one of my favorite weeks of the year. And mm-hmm. not just, I mean, the fair is obviously, but the opportunity that we have to meet and greet and just be a partner with you. So I'm ready.
Yes, you'll have the lovely hospitality area where you'll be serving up popcorn. You'll have volunteers there at our tent each day. And then you'll also be at your own location in the art hall as well.
This is the prime time for our volunteers. Other than the Trash to Treasure in mm-hmm. June, this is it. These mm-hmm. volunteers man the booths from morning till night. We can count on them. They're there. It's great.
It's an all-out effort. And so thank you to the volunteers, to Twyla, and everybody who coordinates.
Speaking of the volunteers,
yes.
tonight is a great event for us. We have our volunteer recognition dinner.
Really?
Yeah, and so I'm really excited. We haven't done that for a couple of years because of COVID, so I'll be there. I'm going to share some stories. We're going to talk and thank our volunteers.
Are you doing that at the Anita M. Turner Center?
No, we actually have a venue because we have a lot of volunteers.
I was going to say, you have many
volunteers. We have a lot of volunteers. And so we have recruited and trained 14 new volunteers mm-hmm. this year. And so we have upwards of 70 to 80 volunteers.
Wow.
So it's going to be a good evening of food, stories, and fun.
So you serve dinner?
And then do you
do awards at all?
We do. Now, we do some awards for years of service,
mm-hmm.
which I know tonight we've got a couple people who are 25 years.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. And when we come back, I want to talk about staffing.
Okay.
Because I know you've got some holes you still need to fill terms of some great people.
Mm-hmm.
After you do your big volunteer appreciation dinner, all your volunteer rowdy friends are going to go home and relax.
And you know, sometimes those evenings are a little rowdy. Those volunteers like to mix it up and have some fun. So it's going to be a great evening.
You've got some, again, I see, I call them the frontline volunteers that I see on a regular basis. You know, Paul Darfus and his wife.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Donna Smith, you know, when she's at the,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've got the ones that I specifically, and then there's another bunches of them that you don't see. They're just in the background doing their thing.
I know. There's a whole nother layer of those that just come every day, come to the office. Like they'll come to the Anita M. Turner Center.
Yeah.
They help Twyla with figuring out plans and paperwork and numbers, and they help in different departments.
Right. And again, part of your mandate is you need volunteers. It's part of being a nonprofit
right.
organization.
We have to have 5% of our time with the volunteers has to be dedicated to patient care. And so we have to track every minute, all of that.
But you also need good people. You need good staff.
We have great volunteers. We have great staff. We could use a few more.
Yes. So let's talk about some positions that are available right now, because I'm going to use the Southwest Airlines model. You don't hire people and train them to be nice. You hire nice people.
Right.
And the good people.
You know, it's funny that you say that. And I talk about this a lot. And the same thing goes for the volunteers. But oftentimes, you know, when we have a position open at Fairhope, really, no matter what the position is, when someone walks in the door and they are interested in a position, we sit down with them, we have a conversation, and we say, why Fairhope? Why mm-hmm. do you want to work for Fairhope? I want to work for Fairhope because you did this for my family. You did this for my friend. And so oftentimes, you know, it's a tough job. We talk about that a lot. Oftentimes it's a calling. It's a calling that for a nurse or an aide, social worker, whoever it may be, for them to come back and give back by working here because of something we've touched a part of their lives.
Mm-hmm. So what positions do you have open right now?
We have weathered a lot of storms through COVID, after COVID, and we're in a really great place. we're growing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's great for this community. We're adding patients. We're providing more care every day. Mm-hmm. So we need a couple more nurses. We need some admission nurses. We need some nurses who want to work, you know, 3 days a week, 3/12s, come in, work, you know, an occasional weekend, mm-hmm. and just provide care, go out into the community and see patients.
Is that a standard now in nursing to do the 3/12s?
It really varies. And, mm-hmm. and yes, I think there's a whole variety. For us, we have our day-to-day, Monday through Friday, case managers. They manage the case. They all have a caseload of patients. Mm-hmm. They work 8 to 4. So when they're finished, we need the second, you know, shift of troops to step in and help. Mm-hmm. So we also have admission nurses. And, you know, like I'm talking about, well, they'll work 12-hour shift. They'll come in at 9, work till 9. But they do that, you know, maybe 3 days a week.
Right.
So it just depends. I mean, there's lots of flexibility, lots of options to mm-hmm. fit into what your family needs.
So nurses, are we talking RNs? Are we talking LPNs? What do you need?
So we have a need right now for RNs for our admissions positions, but we also would love to have some great LPNs that could come in and help us even with some night shift mm-hmm. or just visits through the day.
What about STNAs? Are you looking for those?
Yeah, we always need, as our census grows, mm-hmm. the need is greater for the STNAs. And so any state-tested nursing mm-hmm. assistants, come on in. And you know what? That's a really great job. That is an 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. You get to travel to the home, see your patients. We've also got some STNAs in the Pickering House, and those are 12-hour shifts.
Great. We'll come back more on this subject. We're talking about what you need, you know, as your services have become well, more known. Obviously, that's a blessing to our community, but you need to staff up.
Right. Guess what we forgot?
The contact information.
We did. How do we always do that?
You know, we're 3/4 through the hour and we've not done that.
Well, let's do that.
All right.
So if you are listening and you're interested in actually volunteering or looking at a position that we may offer to be hired for employment, please call 740-654-7077. The other thing is, if you go to our webpage, fairhopehospice.org, it will guide you and lead you right to the positions that we have open.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking about positions that you have open right now, nurses specifically, we talked about. So how much training? I mean, obviously, if they're an RN or an LPN, they're coming in with experience. Mm-hmm. They're coming in with the knowledge of the job. But how much custom kind of training do you do with somebody that's brand new?
Yeah, that's a great question. Sometimes I tell, when I meet with all the new hires and we talk, that's a question they ask, how much training will I get? And I always say, you're probably going to get so much training that you're going to be tired of training. But you know what? We know when they come in, they're RNs, they're good, solid nurses. Mm-hmm. So our job is to teach them the hospice way, the hospice care.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to start out slow. They're going to start out learning how to work in our charts and to document, which is so important. Then they're going to work out. And you know what I love about Fairhope is when we have a new hire, they go out and they will shadow and follow every employee. We want them to understand what the social worker does, you know, what the chaplain does, how the Pickering House runs. They're going to get a full picture of all of that. Then slowly we're going to take them out and they're going to follow an employee that does the same job as them.
Wow. So it's going to be an extensive process.
It is. Mm-hmm. And you know, we want to hear what our employees have to say. So if it's been 2 months and they're ready to roll, and we feel confident, we're going to mm-hmm. kind of set them loose.
Right.
If they're still feeling like, you know, I just need a little more work with this, we're going to keep that training.
Again, each according to, you know, how they learn and
right.
the speed at which they can pick things up.
Right. It's really important. You know, we say this all the time. We have one chance to do this, to get this right. So we want our staff to feel confident and comfortable with the decisions they're making.
Right. And again, that whole idea of the decisions they're making are all to the benefit of the patient and the family.
Absolutely.
So, and then they're going to participate in the town hall meetings too, right?
You're
doing.
You know, we just had one last week and I'm going to tell
How'd it go?
It was great. And we had a great turnout. So we've only done a couple of those this year. We're doing them quarterly. And I will tell you that we had a standing room only. We had, you know, handfuls of people on Microsoft Teams that couldn't be physically in the building. all of my leadership team come to the table and we talk about what our wins are. What are your wins for the last quarter? What are we working on? What information does our staff need to have and know to help them do their jobs better? Mm-hmm. And it was a great event. We give away some prizes. We've got great, you know, just some great things.
In this, do you ever have people say, well, you talk about what wins and information, but what about misinformation? Are they still getting any misinformation from the community?
You know, it's not something that I hear in that town hall.
Okay.
A lot of times, if we hear about any misinformation, it's about those myths that we talk about.
Exactly.
A nurse will go in and say, you know, we need to start this medication. And the family says, this is what I've heard. So that piece of education is endless. Our staff do a great job of really explaining what those medications can do.
They were myth busters before myth busters was cool.
I think they might have been.
Yeah. All right, Kristen, thank you. We're out of time, but looking forward to the Fairfield County Fair and all the fall things coming up here.
All right. Well, save me a spot in the tent.
You know it.
All right.
We got a special. Matter of fact, I think they're going to have a special rocking chair just for you.
A rocking chair?
Well, you know, they bring the rocking chairs out for the hospitality area.
All right.
So you and I will do a show out there in the rocking chairs.
Rock and roll. All right.
We'll rock and roll. That's
right.
Sounds
good.
See you next week.
Thanks, Mark.